We're going to
Yeah,
focus on the pieces that
yeah. I'll
are
follow along in
what,
this and go now.
yeah. Yeah, sure.
Right.
It's the kinds of cover, it takes us to the fourth dimension.
Exactly. Build it up. It's not from the third.
So,
As long as Remy doesn't turn the camera
can't really
around.
concentrate right now. Okay.
Okay, I'm listening.
So I want to focus on the parts between now and Pesach that continue the theme that he's been talking about, which is that Klal Yisrael, Hashem controls us and runs the world for us in a different way than for everybody else. And that's pointed out throughout the Haggadah in different paragraphs. So we got up to where it says Tzeilmad, and then he starts talking about other areas where we find the same thing. So he says like this on the pasuk, Arami Oyvid Avi, Vayir Mitzrayim, Ava Yogar Sham Bem Seh Me'at, Vayhi Sham L'goy Gadol, Atzum V'Rav. So it says, Arami Oyvid Avi, he wanted to kill me. Vayogar Sham, and the Jewish people lived there, and they were few in numbers. And they became a massive nation, a strong and very populous. The Gemara darshins, Gadol Atzum. What does Atzum mean? Shenemar, so he says like this. So he teaches us Oid Goidol Hashkachosoyaleim Veich Kolin a name Gam Bimitzrayim Hayakolamal. A new chiddush in this. A new chiddush in this. Not only did Hashem begin dealing with us in Lamala Minateva when we left Mitzrayim, but even while we were in Mitzrayim, we experienced a Hashgacha Pratis that was Lamala Minateva. How? That's very important, Knetch, as an added point. Number one. B'masha Paru, they had many children. But he wants to say here, Chiddush, that it wasn't just that they had many children, it was that everybody had children, meaning even people who naturally would not have been able to have children, but everybody had children. So you could have old people and things like that, and you were all having children.
Old people? Come on, really?
Yeah.
How come?
Because they were Lamala Minateva.
Wow. Okay.
In fact, the Rashi says, and the Ramban points out,
This is in
in
Mitzrayim.
Mitzrayim, before they were even redeemed, the Ramban points out a very interesting thing. How old was Moshe Rabbeinu when we left Mitzrayim?
80.
80.
That would be my guess too.
How old was his mother?
That was your one.
How old was his mother? How long were the Jewish people in Mitzrayim? 210 years.
Eighteen.
When was his mother born? His
When
mother was Yocheved.
Yaakov came down,
His mother was
right?
born with the when they entered into Mitzrayim. So Alpi Cheshbon says
Oh, on
them,
Bader, was
yeah,
Miriam who was born?
Yocheved.
Yocheved?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't
So
know.
it says the Ramban, if you make the calculation, that means Yocheved gave birth to a child to Moshe Rabbeinu when she was 130 years old.
Oh, this Ramban,
Yeah.
Balaiskar. They like the arches.
I think it's there in Vayigash, actually. But yeah.
Oh,
This
yeah.
is news to me.
Okay.
So he says, how come the Torah made such a big deal about Sarah? She was 90. And the Torah doesn't make a big deal about Yocheved. So the Ramban actually says, because the Jewish people in Mitzrayim were not Meshubet to Teva. The Chiddush is when Hashem tells you a Navi, a prophecy, and he says, you are going to have a child now within a year, that's a nice Chiddush. But Stamazoy, an old lady, has a child? Yeah, that could happen. Torah doesn't have to make a big deal about that.
And how come that didn't continue?
Because that's a good question. I'm not sure. But he says this idea that the Jewish people were living on Lamala Minateva actually was going on the entire stay that they had in Mitzrayim.
So how do you explain
You sure you heard
slavery?
that?
How do you explain
Yeah.
slavery in there? I'm As it
seeing it.
was,
I heard it. I'm hearing it. I'm
they
seeing it.
lived such a miserable life,
Why does
and
that
if they
mean?
were above,
Why
how
does
does
that
that help?
Because they needed it. That was part of the wasn't
But okay, they needed
that
it,
was
but they didn't
your
need it to be so
that
brutal and
was a
stuff.
refinement. That was a refinement. That they needed that
But
refinement.
just as the Matrim were not given permission to be extra brutal like they were, and they got punished for that, so maybe the Jewish people would need that same level of brutality.
Well,
Are you saying that was they needed that to for the refinement, the extra level of brutality?
yeah, because they needed to do it quickly in this in the 210 years, not in the 400.
Oh,
So
so
they needed to
it
go
was
not,
more intense,
they
so it
needed to
was.
go up a notch.
Oh wow, is that your Kiddush or is that?
That's around. I've seen
No,
that
I've
Kiddush.
never heard that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah. Because he needed to squeeze everything in 210 versus 400, they had to move it up a notch.
You really looked it up a notch.
Which is, by the way,
Yeah.
a very important point. When Hashem moved it up a notch, they thought, right? We're in hindsight, but if you're not in hindsight, when Hashem moved it up a notch, what do you think they were thinking?
More
Hashem
money.
forgot about us. That's it. We're over. He's making it. He just hates us. He's forgetting about us. What was the reality? Just the opposite. She says, "I love you so much. I can't. I need this to be able to happen quicker than it would have happened otherwise. So I need to move it up a notch so I can bring you back faster." So the moving it up a notch, the moving it up a notch, which at the time seemed like a tremendous tzara, was in fact a symbol of the ahava that Hashem had for us. All right? On page Samechei in that print. Is that yours?
Yeah.
No. So you got one.
Well.
So in the paragraph Otzum, he's explaining how it's not just that they got this new hanhaga of Lamal Menateva when they left Mitzrayim. They got it even while they were in Mitzrayim. So he said, number one is even old people had babies. Number two, Vayishritzu, they had many babies. That's the famous six, that's sextuplets. Right? We like that Chazal because we had triplets, so we're like, okay, listen, that's six, it's not bad. Then by Yerbu, what's Yerbu? This is a very interesting thing. By Yerbu means that normally a woman after a baby needs to rest up a little bit before she can have another one. And imagine she has six. Probably she has to rest up quite a bit between. And he said, these women, Hashem gave them such a koach that the second they were finished with the six, they were ready for more. They were for another six.
Wow. So it wasn't unusual for a woman to have like 24 babies or
That's what
something
he's
like
saying. Right? So he said, so these are the three levels. He says, Vinay Poru, they were like Paris. No matter what age they were able to have children. Vayishritzu, they had tons of kids, six at a time. Vayirbu, they had many, many times they had six kids. This is all Lamalim and Ateva. Vayatzmu, which is another ingin, what's that ingin? Who? Shall pi teva, if you usually if you have twins, they're weaker, right? Even my triplets, for example, they're very small. You don't have 7, 8 pounders. You know what I mean?
How much do they weigh?
I don't know, 3, 4 pounds.
And they healthy and everything? Lungs
Baruch
fine?
Hashem. But it's,
Just tiny.
that's also nowadays. Nowadays, a baby's born 2, 3 pounds. It's okay. Because they have so much artificial, they could help the baby. But in those days, the baby's born in that condition. I don't know how likely it is that they would
So
survive.
these babies were born
So he
full
says, these
size.
babies, atzumim, they were strong babies. What does he say? What? They were tall and strong. Okay. I was seeing with somebody in the neighborhood. It's probably, I would say, dwarfs anybody else in the neighborhood in his size. This guy, he's massive.
A guy.
The guy, a friend of ours, we all know him. A friend of ours, massive. He's huge. He has muscles like so. I'll tell you, he's like, yeah, I was born 2 or 3 pounds. And my wife went to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and she got a bracha that my mother went to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he gave her a bracha that I should be strong and whatever. And, so I attribute
It doesn't
my
work
size to
out.
that
It doesn't work
bracha.
out or anything. It just
It
kind
does,
of.
but I guess still, he was 2 pounds when he was born. So, anyway, so that's a Mitzrayim issue here, according to him. Vayatzmu, okay. That's the one. And then it says, Ma'oid, Ma'oid. What's the Ma'oid, Ma'oid? Everyone knew about it. So it was so unusual that it became a very known fact. But Timale Ha'aretz Oisam, like it says, Zizaru Yem Molay, Gleim Shapirshu Chazal Al Yerushush, and Esparsing Yim Abarz, Vumash Kavzakan God of Atzim, Zosh Av Shayu Godu, Goy Godu, Bribui, Bizman Katzer. So that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. It says they were Goy Atzum. Gadol Atzum. There were many, but don't think there are many weak ones. There were many and strong. Okay? That's the Chiddush.
That's the way to start a nation, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Many and
It's
strong.
a creative pshat, this pshat. No, but the reason I'm choosing this paragraph is because I think it brings out the point that the special relationship or hanhaga or way of Hashem treating Klal Yisrael didn't just begin when we left Mitzrayim. It was during the course of being in Mitzrayim, he was already displaying this special amount of menateva hanhaga. So he's saying here. Okay. Okay. Tomorrow is a massive feast on Ve'ever Alach
I will be here
Mispress
tomorrow.
Gem.
Right.
We gotta do it tomorrow night. But this is a nice piece. I like
Tomorrow
this
is the
one.
last one.
Let's
We'll
see.
see. We'll
Well,
see.
day by day.
How was your event in